the day in Kokomo at this wonderful little coffee shop. It was quite lovely. I would tell you what the name of it was, but I don't remember. Something about Joe. There was Joe in the name. Something Joe.
Donuts.
Yeah, something.
I was looking up a place in Kokomo the other day. I'm wanting to treat myself to a little pampering. And they have a head spa there.
A head spa?
Yeah. It's like a
hot spa. Can't say I've ever heard of it.
Well, I've had a full body massage. Wasn't a fan. Didn't feel comfortable with having a woman's hands all over my body. It just felt unnatural. Like I was just wound up tight.
You can find men to do that too.
Well, not where I was. I mean, it was free.
Oh, okay.
But a head spa is where you go and it's specifically for like your shoulders and up. So like it's like be like 1 to 2 hours of like different scalp treatments and scalp, neck, shoulder massages, hand massages, like just, you know, pampering from here up, which is what I'm comfortable with.
I wonder how many men have shown up.
Well, I've had
a little misunderstanding.
Well, I didn't know it existed. I saw a video, a wife took her husband to it and he like, when he got done, she, you know, had the camera in there and was like, honey, and he just looked like the most relaxed. He was like, this place, he couldn't even speak. He was like, this place is awesome.
Well, the only massage I've ever been to is here in town. Lady's super kind. I tell you her name, but I don't remember it. But
at her
Mandy,
old office?
Yeah, she moved to a different place downtown.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, but super sweet lady. And it's like an hour or something. I'm laying in the bed and then like you lay down, you know, and your face is like put around this toilet seat looking thing.
Yeah.
And after an hour, like I fell asleep at some point. And then she wakes me up, and because of being on my stomach for so long, like my lips were numb, and I felt like they were swollen. It was so weird.
She injected you a little bit.
Right. I was like, am I a Kardashian?
Yeah.
I can't do those deep tissue massages. They hurt.
I had a hot stone massage. It wasn't bad. It's not like painful. The hot stones felt good.
I couldn't do that needle thing.
What?
You know what I'm talking
about?
Like,
Oh, no. I was gonna say,
I can't even watch a video.
I do micro needling on my face, but not like.
What's that?
It's a little roller that has, it's covered and just hundreds of teeny little sharp needles. And you like wash your face and then you roll it in different directions to open up your skin. And then you put your serums on and they absorb better. I only do it maybe once a week.
Well, I don't use serums, so.
I know, Mister.
I don't
three
need to
in
do
one that. Body hair shampoo.
Hey! It's 5 in 1.
Shaving
it's
cream,
face, butt,
neck,
hair. Back. Yeah, exactly. Pits.
Mm-hmm. You can power wash the house with it.
No, I was at Meijer the other day, and I did see one of those male products, and it said 6 in 1, and I thought of
six.
You, Josh, and I started laughing.
Oh my god.
Right,
oh my god.
And I thought, well, they're just gonna keep adding on to it. Brush your teeth with it, like
probably
fill up your gas tank.
No kidding. Speaking of gas tanks,
I don't even want to talk about it.
No, I'm not gonna be talking about the price of gas because I can't tell you how much gas is. However, I was downtown the other day spreading a little spreading some
cheer
rumors. You know how it is. You just go get the tea from everybody downtown.
Yeah. So in other words, you're sitting there with a great big old pot and you're just stirring.
Just
a stir.
Then what did she do?
I got a huge spoon to stir that pot. Anyway, so I'm downtown stirring the pot and I get this notification on my phone and it's like, Shane, your Cybertruck ain't charging. And I was like, well, I know damn well that thing should be charging.
Someone unplug it.
No, somehow it faulted.
Oh.
And so it will not charge on normal chargers. The only way I can charge it now is to go to a supercharger, which the nearest one's in Kokomo, which is why I went to Kokomo today.
Screw you, Elon.
I know. And then, so it's real nice
it
though.
It won't even charge here?
No, only the superchargers. So the fault thing, you just schedule, you know, maintenance in the app. It's real convenient, except I get it all scheduled and they're like, I'm so sorry, Shane. We can't get that part in because it's back ordered.
Of course
until the end of June.
Because every Cybertruck is.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a system wide thing. Like my theory,
so
I can't
can
prove this yet.
So you can only go to Kokomo to charge it?
That's the nearest place. Yeah, there's superchargers in Fort Wayne. And
Jesus.
When I travel and like when I'm out of town, that's how I charge, but I can't charge in the free chargers downtown or here. However, they're letting me charge for free at the supercharger. So now I'm like, well, what trips can I go on
right
now if fuel is free? Yeah. But I was a little upset because I was like, oh my gosh, the end of June?
Yeah, that's bad.
They're like, yeah, the parts that we need are all back-ordered.
Remember when I bought my car? When I bought my car, there was something that it was... Was it the motor for... No, is the thing for the heated seats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your heated seats. Yeah, it was...
On oh, it was a chip.
That's because
it was a chip. Yeah,
it took forever. Ooh, I bet
that might be why they're so backordered from mine. It might be a chip problem. Chip fried.
Yeah.
Fried chips. I'm telling you, dang it.
Yeah, it took them forever.
But I do have a theory. I can't prove it yet because this just happened. But I have a theory of like maybe this is like a recall, but they've not issued the recall. It. Yeah, because it just happened suddenly. And then it was weird to me because as soon as it happened, I got an error in the car and it said that I needed to schedule service. I could still charge on superchargers. And I was like, how the hell would it know what's wrong with the charging port? And then I went to go schedule it for Friday. And they're like, oh, no, I'm sorry. We have to schedule this for when the part comes in. And I was like, this seems like it's a system-wide error.
Right.
It doesn't just seem like you. A little bigger than just you. Yeah, you knew going into this what was going on.
Yeah. Well, that bites.
I know. And it... Kokomo's an hour away. Yeah. However, it was nice because I found a little coffee shop. It was real cute. I think you'd like it, Josh, mainly because like it's real hippie. Okay. Like the lady who helped me couldn't tell you what her name was, but she was super hippie, super sweet. And then it's a long downtown building.
Ooh,
plenty of seats. And there's a lot of police officers that come in. Ooh. Yeah, there was a daddy with a beard. And I was like, I'd take a picture, but I don't want to get caught because he has a gun. And then I saw at the end, there's like this stairwell that leads up to this like little store, but they have all this hippie look and stuff. There's a term for, it's not hippie. There's a term for it.
Boho, bohemian.
That's boho.
Yeah, boho chic, honey.
Sure. I've never heard of that, but I love how both of you were like, boho.
Short for bohemian. Boho. Mm-hmm. Like hanging lanterns and
I've only ever heard of Bohemian Rhapsody. And I think that's a song. I've never
heard. It is a song.
Oh, okay. Well.
You've never heard of
by Queen.
I know Queen. I know Queen. I've listened to some Queen songs, but I've never listened to
Freddie Mercury. In his big ass teeth.
That's not Queen.
Oh, who was it then? Who am I thinking?
Queen is Queen.
Is that who was Freddie Mercury in?
He was in Queen.
Okay, then yeah.
Look at me pretending like I know and I didn't know.
I'm like, I know that one. I don't know many, but I know Freddie Mercury because that makes sense.
I was thinking Queen Prince. And a
Queen. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking Prince. I can't get this royalty.
They got Queen. They were a band, and then yes. Prince was a solo.
Josh, I'm going to write this down so I don't forget. I have on RMS today, I have two things to tell you.
Oh, awesome.
One is I've been doing some history on our family. And I
Oh, me too. Our ancestry thing. I texted the other day. I was like, was our grandfather married?
Oh, yeah, I see
prior
that.
To grandmother? Because it came up on my ancestry, like that grandpa had a wife before. It was like 1964. So it would have been a couple years. I'm not sure exactly when him and grandma got married, but it was before 68 when her mom was born. So I'm guessing 66, I may have a copy 67-ish.
Of marriage certificate.
I was curious. I think you said it was that lady that you spoke to before, which I knew that, you know, she had said that he had changed after the war.
Yeah, I can't remember if she told me that they had gotten married.
You didn't say that when, because I would have stuck with me.
Well, grandma was alive when I think when I talked to her.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I don't. It was a long time ago.
How did you talk to her?
I found her on Facebook. It was after, for that Hometown History episode, I went to Fairmount and I did the whole James Dean thing. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the picture of Grandpa in the same class as Jim Davis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then there were some other people in the class. And then I started doing some digging in Fairmount. And then I was like, I found this picture of Grandpa. That's what it was. I found this photo of my grandfather. And he had like, he was in high school and he had like these pants that were like custom made and they had this woman's name on it. And I was like, who the heck is that? And so I looked up her name. It's a unique name.
We have family buried in Kokomo. I found them too, their ancestry.
Yes.
It's on grandma's side. Like our grandmother's aunts and uncles, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I was like, huh, who knew? Small world.
There was that. There was another thing I'm going to tell you guys on Unmasked. And it may not be this week. I might save it for next week. We'll see how I'm feeling. I might feel talkative. But I've been doing some digging, Josh. Kim knows a little bit about this. But I've been doing some digging in places I probably shouldn't be digging.
No.
Oh, man.
And there are some moments where I'm like, ooh. My only saving grace is I'm not easy to bury.
No.
I'm not easy to bury.
Not. Well, nobody is. Ain't that the number one reason people get caught?
Yeah, they get tired of digging.
Well, that's why they're all found.
They don't realize how hard it is. Yeah, that's why they're all
found in those shelters.
We know how hard it is.
No, I know.
Oh, do we know?
Those damn ponds. There's two things I would never do if someone asked me. I ain't
bitter, though.
Dig a pond, dig a pool.
Dig. Dig is just dig. Yeah. That's one. Two, paint a ceiling.
No.
Good
ow.
God.
2 minutes and your arms are like yelling. Oh, this hurts.
And how many times you got to get the, like you can get the the paint that you spend extra on that won't spray. And before you know it, it's all over
now
your glasses.
Now I will stomp a ceiling. That is fun. You know
what
how,
is it?
Like how
what
they
kind
get,
of marijuana you?
No. How they get the textured ceilings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That it's called stomping. And you basically make like the epoxy that you'd use to like fill in a small hole in drywall. Mm. You can take anything from like a mop and you're like, and you just, that's how you get, you'll see like ceilings where it looks like the white stuff is like almost like dripping off and pointy.
Makes it look like there's
that's
swirls.
That's how you get that. You literally are just stomping it with it's more fun though. You're like, well, and it's fun making the patterns and there's glitter in it usually.
I will almost always pass out when I paint. And the reason is because I stop
breathing.
Open a
window.
Well, it's not necessarily that. I'm like,
oh no.
I like stop breathing because I'm trying to get, you know, like perfect. And then before I know it, I have to take a big breath and it's just paint fumes.
See, this is where I always hated rolling, but I liked using the brush. So I can edge paint.
Ooh. Oh, hot.
It's been sitting there. Like, I don't use painter's tape. I just have a steady enough hand and I've been doing it long enough where I can do it cleanly with a paintbrush. But I ain't rolling. That's someone else's job.
I have to roll. I can't with the paintbrush because the issue I have with the paintbrush is I feel like you can see those lines in it and I don't like that texture. And so I keep wanting to go back over it and the texture, it doesn't go the same way.
No, someone else needs to roll, but I'll do all the edging,
trim work.
And I think it helps me from feeling overwhelmed because seeing all the blank walls, my mind's like, it's too much.
That's what my grandpa used to do.
I focus on the little...
The itty bitties.
Yeah. My grandpa used to paint houses and stuff for a living after he retired from.
Have you ever painted a house?
No.
I like to paint. Like, I feel like people don't paint enough. They paint a room at one color and it's that way for decades. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, if I own my home, like, probably every 5 years, I'd be like, I'm bored with this. I'm just
Yeah, grandpa. He's done some really crazy stuff. When he was painting, he's done, you know, silos and stuff and up on scaffolding. And I'm like, geez.
People paint silos?
Mm-hmm.
I would just get a new one. I feel like I'm not.
I ain't painting that.
Mm-mm. We ain't painting that.
Yeah. I don't do high stuff either.
I seen him a few times, you know, being up on scaffolding. And then they had boards that would go from one thing, you know, and he'd walk across the board. And I'm like, can't do it. No, my ass isn't going up on no ladder.
No
ladder.
No, I can do a step stool, but I'm not doing a ladder. I'm tall enough.
I don't even like to do a step stool.
I have one of those ladders that, you know, like it turns into a triangle, but like it pops out or whatever. It's real sturdy, but I was putting up some new cameras in the back of my house one day, and I did not realize the back of my house, like how tall it is back there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got up. I'm like pushing up the ladder, you know, not paying attention, getting up on the ladder.
And you're like,
I get all the way up there. And I went to go reach out to put the camera on the little thing. And I realized how high I was. And I was like,
oh, God.
Oh,
I always think of that guy at church that fell off the ladder.
That's exactly what I thought of.
Yes. I love that you knew exactly. Yeah. That's like my biggest. I'm like, that can happen. Yeah. Never getting on a ladder.
Yeah. He was in a coma for a long time. And
yeah.
He was in bad shape. Oof. Fell off a ladder. I don't even know how tall that ladder was.
No,
too tall.
Right. Whew.
Well, then we also had a relative who was, I think it was in California, where he used to work on the telephone poles.
Oh, yeah.
And he fell off that and got paralyzed.
Rick.
Yeah.
The guy that Emily went to school with, he's a lineman. For the power company.
They still do that?
Mm-hmm. My favorite joke is about a ladder.
About a ladder?
Yeah. You know, I'll never forget the last words my grandfather said to me. Are you still holding that damn ladder?
Oh my god. You know, and I could see that, Josh, but you just like, oh, I forgot to go check the potatoes. Before you know it, he's gone.
Oh, a butterfly.
Beep, beep.
Are you still holding that damn letter?
You guys are ridiculous.
Are you making you some panties, Kim? Is that what that is?
Some BBDs?
No, it's going to be blanket.
Aw.
Oh, what colors is that? I can't tell because this room has so many different colors.
I'm going to learn how to crochet.
It does.
You should.
Make me a thong.
That's the only way you're getting it.
It has like a beige-ish color, a light tan, like a kind of a mint color, ooh, and white.
It yeah, all these, looks gray.
Yeah, these lights.
I mean, these lights. I was like, she's just using a bunch of different shades of gray? Okay.
No, when we turn the actual lights on, I'll show you.
Right, it does.
They're really pretty colors, and it's going to be really pretty when it's done. But I've been trying to decide what I'm going to do on Crime Con.
Creamy cane.
When we're flying. Oh, like
what project?
Yeah, what project I'm going to do. I'm going to have to start a new one because flying in... working on a great big project does not mix.
So. Hopefully the fight will be brave. Okay, though. We're flying out of Detroit.
Y'all are so brave. No,
I mean, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about space-wise. Mm. It's just a lot trying to hold a great big blanket on and, you know, and then places to store it and that type of stuff. So
and you're sitting next to me.
Yeah.
So you ain't getting a lot of room.
So I like to, like, do... something that's made out of granny squares or something smaller that I can do a little bit at a time. Because remember that one trip we went on a trip once. I don't remember where we were going, but I had a great big heavy ass blanket on me and was working on it. And it was so hot in the car with the sun beaming in and this great big blanket on me. I was
dying. When we went to Texas?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The only thing I'm jealous on is I want to be in the warm weather. Of Vegas. It's been warmer here, but that was so nice. I haven't even
looked to see what the Vegas
is. It's been so mixed, though. I've turned my air conditioner on and then my heater on and then my air conditioner.
It got freezing the other night.
I know.
It's like, what the hell? It's almost May.
It was like 56 degrees in my house, and I was like, oh, I better turn the heat on.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get plants.
I know. I was at Meijer earlier today, and I just saw a bunch of... They have the whole plant section. Meijer. Oh, no, I wouldn't.
I want to go to Squirrel Creek. To look at their plants.
Theirs are so pricey. There's a really great greenhouse out by Peru, by the reservoir, and it's out in the middle of the country, and it is like three or four giant greenhouses. People even have weddings there, but it's just humongous, and they're so cheap, and it's local.
Okay.
Not like never get from Meijer.
No,
we'll have to Walmart. We'll have to go.
Yes.
You could go to the farmer's market, too. They normally sell a bunch of flowers there. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of those places, like what Josh is talking about, go to the farmer's markets.
Yeah. And I usually get them from the place that used to be in the mall parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
They would always set up a thing.
Northern
they don't
Tropics
do that up there anymore.
Really reasonable, too.
Northern Tropics?
Out by South Walmart behind it.
Oh, yeah,
By the bypass. Mm-hmm. My personal greenhouse. Say hi to Sandy for me. That's who owns it. Her and her husband.
Oh, Sandy. Are you guys ready for my mystery?
I was on the fence on whether to even get in here or not, since we're going to be in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
My house sitter, my buddy Dave, is not the greatest about keeping plants alive.
Get some cactus. Get some fake ones.
Come on, give it to us.
Hold on, I am. I'm looking over my pronunciations.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, help us.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to do better, guys. Look at
that. He didn't even turn his lava lamp on.
Shame.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am. I don't know how I'll sleep tonight. When I started working on this, for a moment, I thought, ooh, I hope Josh hasn't covered this.
I know. I've had to look back at our episodes on Spotify
I know.
To see, like, have we done this?
Well,
this?
I really need to make a list.
I know.
This will be episode one.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a House of Paper, now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real, tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
165.
Hot damn.
A lot. It's a lot.
We're sneaking up on that 200 mark.
It's going to get there. All right. Picture it. The Uinta Basin.
All right.
Northeast Utah, late evening, 1994.
Utah.
A family has just moved into a 512-acre cattle ranch. Thankfully, you don't have to mow. The property was cheap, the land wide. The sky goes on forever. The first night, they noticed the locks. Every door, every window, bolted from the inside with deadbolts and heavy-duty latches. The previous owners had locked themselves in. Within weeks, the family finds out why. Cattle torn apart in ways no predator could manage. Mm. A wolf the size of a horse that takes a bullet at point-blank range and walks away. Objects moving inside the house. Lights in the sky that hover, split apart, and vanish. They called for help. The government answered and classified everything they found.
Well, duh.
But the strangest part, the people who investigated the ranch didn't just see things there. It followed them home. Tonight, we descend into Skinwalker Ranch. Ooh. Have you worked on this, Josh? Are you just familiar?
I've done Skinwalkers, but not Skinwalker Ranch, but I'm familiar somewhat to it. I've seen shows about it.
The Uinta people have avoided this land for at least 15 generations.
Damn.
The word skinwalker actually comes from the Navajo. And I put down how to pronounce the word that they had for it. And I'll butcher it. Nienal Dashi. I bet that's it.
Probably. We apologize to any Native Americans.
I probably said butthole. Anyway. That word describes a witch who can transform into animals. A school teacher named Junior Hicks spent decades cataloging UFO sightings in the Uinta Basin, starting in the 1950s. He logged over 400 of them. At one point, the Utah Highway Patrol stopped filing reports. There were too many. The Myers family owned this ranch for 60 years. Before the Shermans, 60 years, they reported nothing, not one incident. When the Shermans moved in, they found deadbolt locks on every door, every window, every kitchen cabinet. Iron stakes and heavy chains anchored on both ends of the house. When I was researching the history of the property, when I saw that there was like a family that lived there and would have done all those things but not have reported on it, I thought, that's odd that like this family moves in, then all of a sudden like their reporting is that all this weird activity is happening. But then I thought,
maybe they just don't want a bad reputation in the town.
That's what I thought. Like just doing true crime for so long, one thing I've learned is that there are people who are like, I don't want to make a ruckus. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to. Yeah. And so this is some people who have a mistrust.
People think we're all crazy and lock us up.
Yeah. But then I thought, and I wanted to ask you guys this. What would you do if you bought a property, bought a house, you go inside of it, and you realize there's an abnormal number of locks? Like every door, every window, every cabinet
is padlocked. I'd run for the damn hills.
I'd probably be like, oh, how convenient. I don't have to do, like, we're so safe here.
Yeah, it's child locked. Right. They must have lots of children.
Oh, I bet they had a teenager trying to get out.
You know? Right. So, someone's trying to open up the cabinet and get the Oreos. Better lock them up.
Well, I keep bats everywhere. I'm like, try me.
That's true.
It said that wolf could take a shot or a bullet point blank. What about a bat?
Both.
Anything will run if you put something up its butt.
Oh my gosh. Woo! Yeah, hype, yeah, hype, yeah. I got ready, you didn't at all, Skinwalker.
All right. Well, Terry and Gwen Sherman bought the ranch in 1994. Within weeks, their cattle started showing up dead. Surgical precision wounds, organs removed, no blood anywhere, no tracks. One cow had an 18-inch deep hole cored straight into its body cavity.
Ew.
No predator would do that. Then came the wolf. Sherman spotted it attacking a calf, a wolf three times the normal size. He fired four rounds from a .357 Magnum at point-blank range. Then he grabbed a rifle and then started firing again. A chunk of flesh ripped free. There was still no blood. The wolf just looked at him and then walked away.
Ooh.
The next morning, its tracks ended up in the middle of a field and then just stopped. Then the lights started. Blue orbs. These were blue on the outside, orange at the center, drifting across the fields, and then floating through walls. One night, three of the family's dogs chased one of these orbs into thick brush. There were three yelps, and the next morning, three greasy lumps on scorched earth where the dogs had been.
Aww.
I know.
Little bastard.
I know. Burn it to the ground.
Right.
You can hurt people, don't hurt animals.
Right.
Reporter Zach Van Eyck broke the story in the Deseret News on June 30th, 1996.
That would have been nice till you mess with my dogs.
I know. And then one day, Terry Sherman checked on four bulls. It was in a, I think it's called a corral.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. So 40 minutes later, he ends up coming back and all four bulls were gone.
Oh.
So he sees them, goes out, comes back in, gone.
That's bullshit.
That is my bullshit.
It's a serial killer. I've been watching too many Criminal Minds.
Could be. Oh, he found them crammed inside a metal trailer in the corral. The door was still secured with thick wire. Cobwebs hung undisturbed across the inside of the door, which signaled that no one opened it. 2,000-pound animals packed like sardines. When Sherman called out to them, they woke up. They were coming out of what looked like a trance, and they all started kicking. Colm Keller, one of the scientists who later investigated the ranch, said, "There is simply no way that anyone could hoax these four bulls into that trailer." The Shermans finally couldn't take it. In 1996, they sold the ranch to Robert Bigelow, a Las Vegas billionaire, for $200,000. Bigelow had founded the National Institute for Discovery Science, NIDS, in 1995 specifically to study phenomena like this. He deployed a full scientific team, physicist Eric Davis, Colonel John Alexander, UFOologist, which is just a funny word to me, UFOologist,
like demonologist.
I know, Jackie's Valley, or Valet. A biochemist was also part of the team. They set up motion sensors, night vision cameras, magnetic field recorders, and they all did this around-the-clock observation. They documented close to 100 incidents. The phenomenon seemed to know that they were being watched, though. Activity spiked when someone was standing right there, but it died the moment an instrument was pointed at it.
Of course.
Cameras were vandalized. Sensors failed at exactly the wrong moment. Their own summary said, "We managed to obtain very little physical evidence of phenomenon." The NIDS disbanded in October 2004. Keller and journalist George Knapp published the book Hunt for the Skinwalker in 2005.
Just that name gives me cold chills.
Skinwalker Ranch. I know. I wouldn't go to it.
No.
Hell no.
People seeing weird thing? No. Mm. Mm-mm. I could see the like someone buying that property and putting up a hotel or something.
Oh yeah,
you know,
have Airbnb.
Somebody yeah. come get it.
No pets.
Right. No shame. Well, a defense intelligence agency analyst named James Lakatsky read the book and then decided to visit the ranch himself on July 26, 2007. He claims that while he was standing in the kitchen, he saw a floating yellow object appear in front of him. He went back to Washington and proposed a government study. Senators Harry Reid, Ted Stevens, and Daniel Inouye secured funding through the classified appropriations. The DIA awarded a $22 million contract to Bigelow's company, and the company is BASS. Bass.
Boss.
They were the only bidder, and the contract started September 22nd, 2008. Bass produced over 100 technical papers and 38 classified defense intelligence reference documents. The program ended in 2012. And for 5 years, no one outside the intelligence community knew about any of it. Then on December 16th, 2017, the New York Times revealed its existence to the public. But the most disturbing finding wasn't on any of those papers. The investigators coined a term for it called the hitchhiker effect. The phenomenon didn't stay at the ranch. It would follow all of the researchers home. George Knapp's wife saw blue orbs outside their house in Las Vegas. Military personnel reported strange activity at their own homes after visiting the ranch. Five separate service members were deployed there. All five experienced something. In 2016, a Utah real estate mogul named Brandon Fugel bought the ranch from Bigelow. In March 2020, the History Channel premiered The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. The ranch was still active, and the questions were still open. But there are still some open questions that I have. One, why did the Myers family experience nothing or at least report nothing for 60 years? But as soon as the Shermans come in, they experience a ton of activity over 18 months. And second, how do you study something that appears to know it's being studied? So that's Skinwalker Ranch. What do you guys? You guys have heard of it before, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of like videos you can watch of, of all different types of things.
Well, when we went to Colorado last year and we went to the Stanley, there was a supposedly a picture of one in one of those pictures that somebody had taken.
While we were in the
when we were basement? In the basement
part. I was looking, I still got them rocks.
I'll never forget though, we were standing in there and talking and Josh moved something and I about freaked out.
Well, you said you kept feeling like the sand hit your ankle.
Yes.
And you're like, oh God. And it's me back there in the dark trying to feel for a rock big enough to put in my pocket. I got three of them. They were shiny.
You keep those rocks at home.
I got them out of there and they had a whole bunch of pyrite. Fool's gold in them, so they're like golden sparkly.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I was like, oh, never would have known that if I didn't take them.
Good God.
Didn't have it well lit down there. Hey, listen, I'm in a haunted, well-known basement that's also a cave and a mountain. I'm taking a rock. I'm sorry.
I'm taking a rock.
That was
a
really
I bought
cool
stuff
place.
In the gift shop, too. You know, they got their money. I'm getting me a rock.
I wish we could have got to see a actual room.
I know. Yeah.
That's the only thing that I wish
they
we would have seen.
Weren't very specific on the tour. Because I feel like if we would have known that was the tour, we would have gone earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were just, you know, finding stuff to do all day.
Right.
We're waiting for the nighttime one to be creepy. But I'm like, oh, we don't go upstairs.
Right.
Oh, we go to the old playhouse. Cool.
That was kind of spooky in the basement.
It was, but I wanted to see the hotel.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, for my shit fire today, we're going to go to Florida, which is where I'm going here soon. July 4th, 2005, not too long ago, Jonathan Winslow, 57 years old, celebrated his birthday by doing meth and stealing a conch tour train in Key West. It's one of those open air tourist trolleys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, he walked into the depot, told an employee he used to work there, got a full tour of the facility, and then he just drove off in one of the trains.
My God.
The employee, according to the police report, was confused and genuinely unsure if Winslow had permission. He did not.
I used to work here. Excuse me.
The best part, Winslow stopped along his route and picked up two random tourists who had no idea they boarded a stolen vehicle.
Driven by a guy high on
the... Oh, I know.
Jesus.
Police found him at the southernmost point, Bowie. When informed he was under arrest, Winslow said, "I used to work here, and today is my birthday." At the jail, they found a pipe in his pocket, and Winslow announced, "It's a weed pipe." It was a meth pipe. Charged with burglary, grand theft auto, and drug paraphernalia, his bond was set at $60,000.
Jesus.
I bet he didn't pay that $60,000.
I bet he did not. Lord have mercy.
I know.
I used to work here, and it's my birthday.
And then he steals it. But my favorite part is like when the police would catch up to him, like, you have two tourists on there who have no idea. But maybe at some point they did, like, they're like, oh, they we're going real far. Mm. What the hell are you doing?
I said stop back there. My stop was back right there.
But now I feel like every time I go on a tour like that, like, you hop on and hop check off. Off like,
make sure he's got a uniform on.
Yeah, and a badge. Because I'm going to be like.
You got a polo and a visor. I ain't getting on it.
That's a place, if you guys ever get the chance to go. It's really a cool place to see.
Key West. Well. I mean, I'd like to, but
before the ocean sucks up and swallows it in.
Right. It's just so far south. I don't know if I want to go back.
It is a long way down through there.
I think the next time I purposely plan to go to the ocean, I want to try like New England, like up there.
Like Maine?
Yeah. It looks so pretty. The cliffs.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to go up that way too.
The farthest, I think, that ocean way I've been is Virginia Beach. But I'd like to see like New England's coast.
I would love to see Crime Con go up to Boston so we can go up that way.
Have to put the word in.
Yeah.
We don't know where Crime Con is next year, but I did ask AI Sophia.
Oh yeah.
And she says that she thinks it's going to be in Florida.
Oh God.
She said she thought it would either be Orlando or
Miami.
Maybe it was Miami or Jacksonville.
No, it was Orlando or...
No, Orlando I won't go to. If it's in Miami...
No,
it wasn't Miami would be nice.
Miami.
Jacksonville.
Miami. If we go as far as Miami, then we need to go down to the Keys.
All right. Well, if Crime Con's in Miami, then maybe we can go to the Keys.
And my sole purpose will be to go to Miami and get a picture of the hotel that was used as... the Golden Palace.
I know. I thought that when we went there.
It's still there.
I wanted to go see it. We looked at... No. Miami.
Oh, in Miami.
But we looked to see where it was. And they were doing construction on some roads. And so we realized that like if we were to take an Uber, it would just take way too long. It's in a very populated area, too. But we were looking... I think that you can get dinner or something there. I think it's like a cafe or something.
Mm. How about that?
Yeah. Kim says that, but she was there, and we had this conversation. She just does not remember it. How about that?
I don't remember.
Well, all right, game. Well, we will catch you on Unmasked, but before I let you go, I got to tell you, send us a postcard.
Yes.
P.O. Box 690 in Wabash, Indiana, 46992.
Come to Vegas and see us.
And you could also send us non-poisonous sealed snacks.
Yes.
And we will try them on air.
We love like you, but nothing homemade.
No, nothing homemade. Nothing that's not sealed because I'm not eating it.
You just never know. We trust you, but we also don't trust you. not all of you.
Yeah, if we recognize the name, maybe.
Yeah.
But the good thing is if you send us snacks and you're like, oh, I hope that they'll get it, but then the next week, don't worry, they'll call us.
Yes, they will.
They'll call me and think that Josh is me when he shows up. Yeah, we forget. And they call. But that's all I got for today. And we got some tea to talk about when we get on to the mess today.
All righty.
Yeah. Hopefully my tea cools down. I burnt my tongue. My tongue is still...
I got sweet tea, baby. It's my first one I haven't had in so long. Yeah, yeah. It was.
All right, gang. Well, we'll catch you on Unmasked.
Bye.